Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
No, in my opinion, absolutely not. Because when you start closing off countries like that, there is a real danger of making things worse. You isolate them, you can cause unrest in the country. It's conceivable that governments could fall if you just isolate them completely. They need help. They need equipment, and they need healthcare workers to come in.
Another political hack.
New Monday.
This government should fall.
New Monday.
For what it's doing to the American.
Did I say that on air?
Welcome to the Savage Nation. Are we live now? I love it. That's Anthony Fauci, the great genius of the NIH, saying, no, don't close the borders of those countries where Ebola is raging out of control, because it could cause unrest and countries could fall. Well, Mr. Fauci, I know you're a great genius, but let me ask you something, Mr. Fauci of the NIH. Do you think this government might fall if the Ebola epidemic gets out of control? This also is a government. It's also mishandling the epidemic. And by the way, Mr. Fauci, you know the first rule of epidemiology is you don't permit infected individuals to travel outside of the infection zone. Here, folks, is something for you to consider. African nations surrounding those infected with those nations that are suffering from the Ebola epidemic do not permit people to travel into their countries. Let me repeat that. Third world banana republics in Africa, run by dictators, have more common sense than Barack Obama. African dictators have more common sense than your president. Go figure that one out. They don't let people from Liberia to enter their country. But Obama not only lets them, he argues that if you prohibit them from coming in, dire consequences may result in those countries. Governments might fall. This government could fall if this gets any worse. And by the way, while we're talking about epidemics and illnesses and things of that nature, the ED68 virus, which is raging through our school children, was brought in from Central America by Obama's children by the trainload this summer. It's a crime against humanity. The man should be impeached for that alone. And yet there's not one public health official in America who will tell you the truth. I know the truth. How can I prove I'm right? It's really basic science. You don't need any more than a fifth grade education to understand it, which immediately eliminates 50% of the American people. I get that. But it's really quite simple. Take a look at the viral strain, the ED68 viral strain in America that is raging across our schools. They say mystery virus. You will see that it's identical to that virus, endemic in Honduras, Nicaragua, El Salvador. In other words, exactly where Obama's children came from. He brought them in. He is the man responsible for the dissemination of the virus. So let me back up. I know it's Blue Monday. This is the kickoff day for my book, Stop the Coming Civil War, and I'm on my own. I get that. Not one television outlet will have me on. Think about this. They have everyone under the sun, but not Michael Savage, not even on Fox. I'm banned from Fox. That's their loss, not mine. But today is the kickoff day for my book, Stop the Coming Civil War. And tomorrow, it's going to be available in the stores, and I'm going to ask you to go in and buy it and show it and talk about it and try to stop the coming civil war, not start the coming civil war that this administration has been working on from the day it seized power. But let me ask you some questions. We're told that America is greedy and capitalistic. Isn't that what the left says in the universities? Oh, this is a greedy capitalist country. Meanwhile, they're living there on subsidies, and half the population is subsidized along with the school children. Half of this population is subsidized, yet they think that they're victims. They think that they're victims, and yet these subsidized cases have representatives who run the government. We have no representatives who run our government, do we? Think about that. Do you have representatives that run the government? No, the victims have representatives that run the government, and yet they're living off our welfare. Are you listening to me? Here's another little question that came to me by email to the Savage Nation. Why are we cutting benefits for our veterans, no pay raises for our military, and cutting our army to the lowest level in 50 years, but we're not stopping the payments or benefits to illegal aliens? Think about that one. Am I the only one who's asking these questions? I have all the answers and Stop the Coming Civil War. And by the way, if you think you've heard it all, you better keep listening, because here's something you haven't heard anywhere else. In the middle of the night, 4 years ago, in the middle of the night, Obama, with an executive order, scrapped a CDC rule which gave feds the power to block ill travelers. You heard me. Because of the deviance at the ACLU, Obama went in the middle of the night, and with his pen and without Congress, he eliminated the CDC's right to block ill travelers from entering the United States. And the CDC, which could have blocked travelers with the deadly Ebola virus from entering the U.S., can no longer do so. This was picked up by the Daily Caller last week, and it would have given the federal government quarantine power over sick airline passengers. Now, why do you suppose the deviant sickos at the ACLU wanted quarantine powers to be eliminated? It's really quite simple. You can put the dots together. You can figure out who runs the ACLU. You can figure out how psychotic they are, can't you? Meanwhile, the State Department is refusing to ban travel from West Africa to the United States, despite calls from Representative Alan Grayson, Democrat, Florida, Democrat, who first requested a travel ban in July in a letter to so-called Secretary of Hate, John Kerry, after the first Ebola cases broke out of West Africa, according to the Washington Times. And yet Obama refuses to ban travel. And let me repeat what I said at the top of the hour. Are you ready? Pay attention, angels. Pay attention, angels in the Savage Nation. Attention, savage shoppers. Pay close attention. Banana republics in Africa, surrounding the Ebola countries, prohibit Ebola nation citizens from entering their country, which means that third world African dictators have more common sense than our dictator. This is Michael Savage. I stand by those words. That opens the phones up at 855-400-7282. Why does Obama permit those with Ebola to enter the United States is the leading question today. WABC Craig, you're the first up on the Savage Nation. Fire away.
Listen. This is negligence for Obama to let people in through the border because...
Well, hold on. What do you mean by negligence? It's not negligence. You don't think he's doing it on purpose? I just told you by executive order he eliminated the ability to quarantine them. So that's not negligence.
They're letting people...
All right. He's repeating already. That's all. Callers like that make radio a pleasant place to be. The book will be given out free today to all good callers, and the emphasis on the word good. 855-400-7282. Last day sale, 50% off right now. It's actually shocking. That's 2-for-1. Stop the coming civil war. It was number one all week last week. I did some good shows today. I really did. And I got some big shows coming up this week, all on radio and zero on television. Fox News, nobody, zero. Isn't that amazing? Let's see what happens. We'll see what happens tomorrow once the book is out. WABC, Paul, we'll try you on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Doc Savage. Listen, I say we need the Savage Angels to come out, get some sort of website going, report all these things. It's all political cronyism, and evil runs its way through corruption. It could be intended...
Well, what do you mean by a Savage Angel? You mean like a guardian angel? Call them Savage Angels?
People who really investigate and tell the truth in the news, not these paparazzi, bored out news...
So let me read you some truth. How about some truth? You ready for this? Page 71. In January of 2014, the U.S. Senate Select Committee on Intelligence released its bipartisan report on the Benghazi terrorist attacks. By the way, this is from my book. Now, although there's books out on Benghazi, no one has the facts I'm about to read to you, which is from my book. The Senate Select Committee on Intelligence released its report in January of 2014. It contained information so shocking, I can't believe it hasn't been the focus of an investigation, I wrote. The report said that, quote, as many as 15 people supporting the investigation or otherwise helpful to the United States have been killed in Benghazi since the September 11th, 2011 attacks, reference number 30. 15 people who helped us in Benghazi have been killed since then. Are we supposed to believe that those deaths are not somehow connected to the fact that these people helped us on that night? Are we supposed to believe that their deaths are just a coincidence? Think Frank Nitti. Think Al Capone. Think divide and conquer. Think about this country's being run like a banana republic right now, turning one group of people against another, and we're all going to suffer. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CO-I-N. Let's see, there's a map out. States with lab-confirmed enterovirus D68. looks like about 46 states are infected with the flu from Central America, the Honduran flu. Yet not one public health official will tell you where it came from. My heart broke this morning as I saw a little boy who died from it. He was crippled by it. Four-year-old New Jersey boy, one of three triplets. I started to weep inside. Because when I see a child in crutches, it reminds me of my dead brother, and I get sick. Then I get angry. Then I really get enraged. Then I want to kill somebody. And because I don't kill people, I just talk. What I'd like to tell you is you have the biggest group of lying criminal thieves ever to have inhabited the federal government. Those rotten bums at the CDC and the NIH should be arrested and tried for crimes against humanity. They know damn well where this virus came from. They know damn well they should block all travelers from the Ebola zone. They know exactly where this situation came from, and they won't tell you. What's even worse is that morons in the media don't even ask the question. You know, I was interviewed this morning by a couple of great hosts on WLS in Chicago, and they'll run it tomorrow for my new book, Stop the Coming Civil War, John Cass and Lauren Cohn. And John is a journalist as well for the Chicago Tribune, and he said to me, I'm one of the last two conservatives left at the Chicago Tribune. And he said, I love your show, and we listen to it every day when I get off work, off the radio, I listen to you. And he said, you know, whenever we have guests on from the medical profession, I ask them, where did this virus come from, the enterovirus that's raging across our school children? He said, they go stone cold. He said, it looks like blood is dripping out of their fangs. They become stone-faced. They won't answer the question. They know where it's coming from. They know it's endemic to Central America. They know that Obama brought it in. And they know that if they say the truth, their jobs are at risk. Now, what good is a public health establishment that lies and covers up an illness like this? You talk about media bias? Have you ever heard of medical bias? WMAL in Washington, D.C. Bruce, welcome to the Savage Nation. This is no longer a matter of politics. This is a matter of survival, Bruce.
It is, and we have 70 children here in Lower Delaware that have this disease. They can't read and write their Mexican language. My friends, I'm recommending they get a hold of this book by this famous doctor with a PhD, The Antioxidant Cookbook.
Oh, my old book on cooking. Yeah, I did that many years ago. Bruce, let me ask you something. You're saying that they have the enterovirus D68, the kids that Obama brought in and pushed into your schools?
Yes, sir, but these kids can't read and write their own language. They have.
That's right. They're illiterate. Obama brought in illiterates who are illiterate in their own language. Do you understand what that means to a nation when you make it stupider than it already is? If 50% of the population are that stupid that they don't work and collect subsidies, what the hell are you bringing in more idiots for?
Well, this is Delaware, and I'm your Dashing Dan guy from the Long Island Railroad called The Train's Off in the Track. And many years ago, you sent me out a book, and for my mom, liberalism is a mental disorder. It changed.
That can't even be pronounced by liberals. You know how you test if a person's a liberal and if they have a mental disorder? Ask them to say liberalism is a mental disorder quickly three times. If they can only do it two out of three times, it confirms my worst suspicions. No, the word liberalism is a mental disorder actually gets caught in their throat because they realize they've self-diagnosed, and then where do they go from that? All right, my friend, it's a terrible situation. If it was just politics, it would be one thing, but now it's life and death. The man has ruined everything on the planet. I'm sending you a free copy of Stop the Coming Civil War. God bless you for listening to the show. That's right, God, not me. I didn't say I bless you. I didn't say I bless you. Philip from Israel. Israel, USA. Israel, a suburb of the United States. Israel, a borough of New York City. Philip, welcome to the Savage Nation. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Savage. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to know, talking about impeachment, who takes over Obama? What's the alternative? Is Biden any better?
No. Let's slow down. The reason I want people to read my book, which is an indictment against all the crimes committed against this country, this is a job that the Republicans should have done. I did it over the last 2 years. It's an architectural plan, a blueprint. When you look at this, your hair will stand up when you see what he's done in the middle of the night. Okay, so you say, well, what good is it? Impeachment doesn't happen overnight. It will take almost as long to impeach him as he has left in office, two more years, you understand? So what do I gain by that? What do we gain by that? What we gain is he's exposed during his hearings. He's finally exposed. A light is shown upon him. Do you understand that?
Uh-huh.
It stops him in his tracks. If you catch a thief in the night breaking into your house and you turn on a light, the burglar usually stops trying to break into his house, into your house, doesn't he? An impeachment hearing is like a searchlight on the burglars who have broken into the state. That's all. It's that simple. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. You know, the media is so sick that they've turned this Ebola patient from Africa into a hero. They say he came in to visit his lover? Hey, here's a question for all you good churchgoers out there. How are these poor Liberians and others getting the money to fly here? Ooh, could it be the churches are paying their tickets? After all, to them, it's like, figure out how much they get per head. Think how much the churches make off everyone they bring in illegally. So they figured, well, let's bring in a couple Ebola patients. Look at all the money we'll make for our hospitals. You say churches can't do that? Oh, no, churches are doing that. Who is paying for these poor Africans to travel here for the most expensive treatment on the planet? And by the way, who's paying for their care? You are, moron. Why in the hell are we paying for their treatment? But the worst is yet to come. Why has your commander in grief sent over 3,000 American troops into an Ebola zone? Common sense would dictate at least some of them will become infected with the Ebola virus and come back to America asymptomatic and then transmit it to others while on the air transport and while back home. Does that not disturb people in the Defense Department? Yet the stooges with all of those epaulettes, who are no longer anything more than ushers as far as I'm concerned, say nothing to this imposter in the White House. They should have said, no, we're not sending our troops to Africa. But they didn't say that. They put all of their children, their boys rather, and the young women, at risk. This is supposed to be an army, not a group of nurses going over to nurse the ill in Africa. He's sending more troops to Africa than he is to fight ISIS. Why is that? Think about it. Every level, everything he touches doesn't make sense. If you don't want to have a conspiracy theory, how about a common sense theory? This is Michael Savage. Help me, please. Help stop the coming civil war.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I still have a song in my heart. I'm a lucky man. We could have the most despotic psychotic running America, and I'm still singing inside. How's that? I can still play with my dog. I can still enjoy pizza. I can still drink too much white wine and enjoy it. I can still ride my bicycle and say, let them all go to you-know-where. How do you like that? They don't own my mind. They don't own my soul. They're just men like us. And let us pray for our dear leader. Let us pray for all of our dear leaders and pray that the Ebola virus that they're bringing in, let us pray that their lovely families are not infected by the Ebola virus or touched by the enterovirus that they brought in from Central America. Let us pray for our leaders. And while we're talking about life and death things, I want to take a little side note from all of these horrible, horrible topics that are getting Americans sick mentally, physically, spiritually. And I will repeat again, Obama scrapped a rule giving the feds the power to block ill travelers from entering America at the behest of the dirty, filthy ACLU. And he did it 4 years ago in the middle of the night with an executive order. Without public notice, Barack Hussein Obama scrapped quarantine plans that would have permitted the CDC to block travelers with a deadly Ebola virus from entering the U.S. And now he's got stooges like this idiot at the CDC who should be arrested for what he's saying. Anthony Fauci, another loser, in my opinion. What have they ever done? Have they done anything in science? They're nothing but politicians with medical degrees. And they do the bidding of the group that is bringing this virus to our shores. It gets me ill, and I can only take so much of it. And so I want to just take a sidetrack. What are we really talking about here? We're talking about mortality. Morbidity and mortality. Doctors understand that. And we all want to remain as healthy as we can, as long as we can. It's inevitable we're all going to get sick and die. I mean, that we know. No one gets out of this world alive. That's a given. We're all going to get sick and die one day, right? So the object is to keep ourselves as healthy as long as we can. And if we wish, live as long as we can, unless we're depressed and sick. And then we become a Democrat and we go for euthanasia in the Netherlands. But the fact is, death comes to us whether we wish it or not. And I wrote something that I want to read you. It's a few pages long. I don't even know why I'm reading it to you. I think I do know why. It's called A Death in the Family. My father's death from 1970. I was reviewing my journals that I'm working on. I know I shouldn't do this. It's distracting. But, hey, I'm that kind of guy. My mind is kind of all over the map sometimes. So let me read you two pages, and you'll see where I'm coming from. It's been 44 years since my father was found dead in a store. I didn't know all the circumstances, nor did I care to inquire. At the time of his death, I had been living in Honolulu 6,000 miles away, pursuing my own dreams. Well, I just got off the phone with my cousin, who told me for the first time that it was he who closed my father's eyes, removed his wedding ring and other rings, took the cash out of the safe and bundled it up for my mother. I didn't know all the details. Strange how it came up in the conversation. It was a quiet Saturday afternoon here in California, and I was just thinking about the few relatives I have left on the earth, and my cousin was always my favorite. I had forgotten that he, although he had graduated college and was really quite brilliant, went into his father's store in the antiques market, where my father also had a store in the same marketplace. In any case, one word led to another, and he said, "Michael, don't you remember it was I who found your father?" I said, "No, tell me the circumstances," which he did. I said, "How did you know he was dead?" He said he had a little guy working for him named Tony, a little Italian guy who helped him in a little stand, he said. It was a busy Sunday in there, the kind of Sunday that everyone wanted. People were teeming in and out of the market. The streets were full on Ludlow Street. Everyone was buying. And he said Tony came out. His face looked white, and he said, your uncle, he said, "I went in there, and your father was slumped on the floor." I said, "What do you mean, slumped? He was lying down?" He said, "No, he was sitting down in the back of the store, the little stall in the store, with his back to the wall, with his head to the side." He said, "I went in, and his face was blue, and his lips were blue, and his head was to the side." He said, "I dashed out to my father in the midst of the busy store, and I said, 'Dad, Uncle Ben is dead.' He said, 'What do you mean? What, are you crazy?' I said, 'No, no.' He said, 'His face is blue.' He said, 'My father didn't even want to go in and look at him. He said, you better go in there and take all the valuables before the cops get there. They'll clean him out.' He said, 'I went in and took your father's rings off, his watch, his wallet. The safe was up, open. I took whatever cash was in there. It wasn't a lot, a few thousand dollars maybe. I put it in an envelope for your mother. I took it out. We called the police. That's the whole story in a nutshell.' I said, 'Well, live and learn.' I had no idea, I said to him. 'Who notified my mother? Who was at home in Queens in a little attached house?' He said, 'I don't really know,' he said. 'But by the time we got home, your house was full of people. Everybody was there, like your uncle, your aunt, and all the neighbors, full. Your mother was on the couch lying down.' I thought to myself, 'God, what a different world it was. Everyone was there, huh? Just like in my world, living alone as I do and most of us do. No one will know when we die. I have millions of listeners and I'll die alone. And here he was, a humble immigrant, surrounded by family and friends. Who was the richer man, the immigrant or the immigrant's son? I'll let you, my dear readers, decide." That was written this August 2014. And I read it to you, I think, for the first time on The Savage Nation. I don't know why I read it to you. I really don't know. I have no idea. I just thought I would put it in here. It's part of a puzzle of my life. It's part of the conundrum of living. Because we all, as, remember there was a book in the 60s or 70s called The Teachings of Don Juan. All old hippies raised their hand. I see the guy in the back with the ponytail with the younger wife. He's raising his hand. He has a glint in his eye again. We all read The Teachings of Don Juan. I think Castaneda wrote it, Carlos Castaneda. It was a psychedelic book of the time, and it was about a Indian curandero who was known as Don Juan, and he was a peyote user. And he was a very, it was a very popular story amongst the hipsters of my day who were into drugs, and I was not into drugs, by the way. I hated them. My mind is like a Stradivarius. If you have a banjo of a mind, I guess you need drugs to get some kind of movement on the strings. But I never needed that. The strings move on my Stradivarius quite well, thank you. But if you have a one-string mind, I guess you need peyote, you need marijuana, and you need Democrat, socialist, Islamist politicians to move the string on your banjo. But the fact of the matter is, in The Teachings of Don Juan, he wrote, death stalks all of us. Death is with us all the time. Wherever we are, death is sitting with us in the room. Remember that? It's eerie, isn't it? Because we in America don't believe that. We believe Mickey Mouse is with us. We believe Donald Duck is with us. We believe Santa Claus is with us. We believe that we are immune. We're sanitized, homogenized, pasteurized. We're safe. We're immune. We spray the corners of our houses to kill every little crawly thing. We spray the ceiling. We spray the floors. We Lysol the toilets. And we feel we're insulated. It can't touch us. Well, if only the world worked that way. In this sanitized, homogenized world that we live in, has it insulated your children from drugs? Has it insulated this country from communism? Has it insulated this nation from anything evil? I'll let you decide. All I can do is talk. I talk, you decide. This is the Savage Nation. Phone number is 855-400-7282. This is the kickoff week for me. It stopped the coming Civil War week. Got a lot at stake here. Got to throw the snake eyes. You got to do your job. I've done mine. You take the plan. You take it home. You carry it to work and see the fireworks begin. Do you have the guts? Do you have the nerve to carry my book to work? Do you have the guts to carry this book to your home and put up with your wife's static, your liberal brainwashed wife? You know, last night I was in a little Chinese restaurant. I had to leave. I couldn't listen to the morons talking about the 49ers. Go Giants. I said, these are the idiots. These people don't deserve a nation, I said to myself. These are the morons who elected Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer here in the Bay Area. Over and over again, they've elected these people. These are the idiots, the knee-jerk liberals who elected Obama. These are the morons who say that anyone but a Republican. These are the white people who elect anyone but a white person who stands up for America. I said, these idiots don't deserve a nation. But what can I do about it? So I left the restaurant and took it home. I took takeout food. That's the kind of guy I am. 855-400. I don't know if I want to talk about Ebola. I don't know if I can take it, but okay. Let me repeat the main news story of the day. Obama scrapped CDC rule giving feds the power to block ill travelers. He did it 4 years ago, quietly in the middle of the night and without public notice. He did it at the behest of the evil degenerates in the ACLU. How do you feel about that? Do you agree? Do you agree with the idiots at the CDC and the NIH who say that we shouldn't block them from traveling here? Have you listened to the double talk? I want you to listen to clip two and see this. I don't have the right words for the CDC director. I know who he is in terms of when he was appointed, and I know which group lobbied for him. All you got to do is watch his mouth, and you can follow the bouncing ball. Play clip two.
Ebola is scary, and we understand that people are very concerned.
Listen to this. Here is the head of the Centers for Disease Control using a phrase you would use for a two-year-old child.
Ooh, Ebola is scary. We're very concerned, but we're not going to do anything about it. We'll just placate you with pabulum.
But it gets worse. Here is clip number nine. The great genius Anthony Fauci, I think he used to be at the NIH. I don't know what he's famous for. I think he's famous for being famous. Here's Fauci saying, oh, no, you don't suspend flights to and from Ebola-stricken countries. Listen to this in clip nine.
No, in my opinion, absolutely not. Because when you start closing off countries like that, there is a real danger of making things worse.
What?
You isolate them, you can cause unrest in the country.
Yes, schmuck, you isolate
it's
them.
It's conceivable that governments could fall if you just
isolate
them.
Yes, your government could fall.
They need help.
Your government could fall from what you're doing, in my estimation. You're telling me if this epidemic starts raging in this country, this government won't fall? Well, let me tell you something. If God forbid that happened and the government didn't fall, the people deserve what they got. That's all I can say to you. But it goes back to the opening lines of the show. There's only so much that I can say in any one show until eventually I run out of the desire to speak and I go silent. You ready for this? Half of the population in this nation lives on subsidies paid for by we the workers. And yet these idiots collecting welfare, food stamps, you name it, think that they're victims. They think that they're victims, yet their representatives run the government. Their representatives run the government? Do you have any representatives running the government? Where are they? Where are the so-called Republicans? If they were to make a cologne that smelled like Republicans, it would smell of fear. That's what it'd smell like. Let's go to some callers. I've said all I'm going to say for quite a while on the Savage Nation. WJR in Detroit. Ryan, thanks for listening to the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, I just wanted to get your opinion on something, and the news that you've brought across today about the, you know, Obama's, you know, signing away of the quarantine orders really just made me pick up the phone and call, and I'm to the point where I want to ask, what is your view on eugenics and the concept of, you know, population control, that, you know, governments do this kind of a thing? Because we're getting to a point where I almost feel
like... first of all, you're talking about Margaret Sanger's work, the woman who created Planned Parenthood, and she was a eugenicist who wanted to annihilate the poor and the imbecilic in society. Isn't that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so now the reverse has happened in America, where the poor and imbecilic have the largest families, and the brightest and the smartest have the smallest or no families. So we have reverse eugenics in America. That's my initial answer. That's my initial answer. So what are you asking me? Do I approve of eugenics?
No, not at all. I mean, the people are starting to whisper about that now, and nobody wants to talk about it. You know, they don't want to be called crazy because, you know, they're looking.
Well, are you saying that a conspiracy theory is afoot, which implies that this government is knowingly bringing in disease to cull the population?
That's what I'm saying, yes.
Well, there are elements in the Obama insane machine that are members in the past of such organizations. For example, ZPG, zero population growth mentality, does rage in the minds of some of the sickos who work for him. They were hippies in the 60s, 70s. They talked about zero population growth. They talk about limiting population. They talked about limitations of population. Sure, it's possible. I don't know what they're thinking. I have no idea how dark their minds are. Do you?
I certainly don't want to know, you know, how dark it can get.
I would like to know. I would like to have an X-ray of their brains. I'd like to see what's inside the minds of some of these people. They have the nerve to tell us that the most commonsensical thing to do, which is to block travelers from the Ebola zone from coming here, that that's actually going to make things worse. What kind of logic is that? Who believes a word of that? Yet that's the word coming out of the immigration mafia. It's all about the immigration mafia, because the minute you permit quarantine, the minute you permit blocking travelers with a disease, you're on the road to saving your nation. You're on the road to rebuilding the nation. You're on the road to recreating your borders, your language, and your culture. Do you understand why they would rather see the nation infected than give up one iota of their radical leftist agenda? I'm sending you Stop the Coming Civil War. I hope you put it to good use. That brings us to 48 minutes after the hour. I'll be right back on Michael Savage.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Times, they are changing, all right. Bring it all down, girl. Why not do it in the road? If it feels good, do it. These are the greediest, sickest people in the history of the world who have ever invaded America. The fifth child has died to support Barack Hussein Obama's illegal immigration goals. He brought them in by the trainload from Central America this summer. The deadly virus came in with them. It's directly related to them. And this was assembled recently. I just got this from someone. You're not going to believe what I'm about to tell you. It's all about the money. You know, they say that greed kills. They say that America's about the almighty dollar. It's reached a point now where they will kill all of us to make a few bucks. The criminals running the country will kill all of us to make money. Why do I say a thing like that? That's so shocking. Why would I say that? When I get through in the next hour reading to you the amount of money that these shelter services have received from Obama's federal government to take in these children from Central America. Let me give you an example. Chicago, Illinois. Heartland Human Care Services, Inc. They received $28 million from the HHS. $28 million. They received the first shipment of Obama's children of 520 illegal aliens. By the way, Chicago was one of the first cities to have shown an outbreak of this enterovirus. We have all the other cities put together by Cheryl Atkinson. I will read you the locations. Your heart will break when you hear about it. Elizabeth, New Jersey. Elizabeth, New Jersey. You know how much money they received for 27 illegal children, first shipment? I'll tell you when I come back. You know who's making money on these things? Look no further than the Democrat, Socialist, Islamist, and Terror Virus Party. They would infect a nation to make another dollar, to buy another car, to buy a bigger house. It's the Savage Nation. Stop the coming civil war.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Last Chance Saloon, the Savage Nation. The main question is, why does Obama permit those with Ebola to enter the United States? Now, I gave you some breaking news here. In the middle of the night, 4 years ago, without public notice, the dictator, with the stroke of a pen, eliminated quarantine plans, which gave the CDC power to block travelers with the deadly Ebola virus from entering the U.S. He eliminated that in the middle of the night. I want to remind you of something. Obama has the power to stop all flights coming out of Western Africa where this disease is raging. He could ban travel into the U.S. of any person who has been in the affected West African countries. He has the legal power to do so, but he is not doing it. His job as the nation's chief executive, God forbid, is to protect we the citizens. Under Article 2 of the Constitution, Barack Obama is duty-bound to protect us. He has almost unlimited power and discretion to act. And this includes protecting the health and safety of Americans. Don't you think stopping the deadly spread of Ebola is such a crisis? Don't you think stopping the deadly spread of ED68, which has killed a child in New Jersey now, would interest Obama? But what you don't understand is that there's an agenda behind these insane things that seem to be happening. In the case of Ebola, it's to preserve the president's insane open borders policy. He wouldn't care if an immigrant got in with a disease, just as he wouldn't care if an ISIS member got in with a bomb. Because if he slams the border shut, his entire agenda of open borders goes up in smoke. So they said, you know what, we can tolerate some disease, we can tolerate some terrorism, but we can't tolerate our left-wing agenda from being derailed. Now we turn to the fifth child who died, this poor little boy in New Jersey. It broke my heart. First he became paralyzed, then he died. One of triplets, a boy, three triplets. He died because of the liberal agenda. You don't think it's related to Obama's trainloads of illegal immigrants? Think again. There's a great article that I have for you that was just sent to me from theconservativetreehouse.com. And it shows you the organizations that are making tens of millions of dollars on housing these children of Obama's. Example, Chicago, Illinois, Heartland Human Care Services got a grant of $20 million from HHS for 520 illegal aliens on the first train load. Total grants, $28 million. So don't think they're doing it out of humanitarian desires. They want that big house on the lake. They want that beach house in Florida. They want that private jet ride. And what's the difference if your child becomes paralyzed? What do they care? You know what I'm saying? If you want to make an omelet, you got to break a few eggs. And if your child is the egg that they break, so what? If your kid gets EVD68. Let's look at some of the other places and see the money that is being grifted into the hands of these grifters. I have them here. It was sent to me just a few minutes ago. Remember the holding tanks filled with the illegal aliens laying on the floor that the churches wanted so badly? That Breitbart took the pictures. I remember all of those pictures. Well, each individual is valued at around $25,000 to $40,000 in money. Did you hear what I just said to you? About $25,000 to $40,000 per illegal alien laying on the ground. So if you see a grant for $2.3 million, they say you can divide it by $40,000 and find out that that's at least 58 people of unaccompanied children in that facility that are being processed by Obama and the Democrat Socialist Islamist machine. Irvington, New York, one facility, Abbott House. Irvington, New Jersey, Irvington, New York. Grant $2.9 million for a certain number of illegal children. Windsor Mill, Maryland, Board of Child Care of the United Methodist Church, Inc., $2.3 million. Now, I want you to listen to me, and you'll hear which churches are as greedy as the worst criminal in your neighborhood. You know, you hear about drug dealers. Let me tell you something. No one will justify drug dealers, but these people are more evil because they should know better. Windsor Mill, Maryland, United Methodist Church, got $2.3 million for them. Housing them, Miami, Florida. Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Miami, Inc. 9401 Biscayne Boulevard, Miami Shores, Florida. Most recent HHS grants, $1.6 million and $748,000. Houston, Texas. St. Michael's Homes for Children. a housing group via the Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Galveston, Houston. 1111 Lovett Boulevard, Houston, Texas. Most recent grants, $2.7 million and $1.3 million. You want me to go on? You get the drift, don't you? Shall we go on a little bit more? Valhalla, New York. Cardinal McCloskey School and Home for Children. Grant of $1.4 million. New York City, Catholic Guardian Services. 1011 First Avenue, New York. It's a placement service. They got $2.6 million for processing the paperwork. When you hear the word Catholic and charities, you know what's going on, don't you? Clearwater, Florida, Gulf Coast Jewish Family Services. Oy vey! We should be left out. We shouldn't make money on that, too. Clearwater, Florida, one facility, Gulf Coast Jewish Family Services, $958,000. Auburn, New York, one foster facility, Cayuga Home for Children, 101 Hamilton Avenue, Auburn, New York, $8.3 million. Shall I go on? Unaccompanied alien children. Oh, there are so many others. Friends of Youth got $1.7 million. Chicago, Illinois, Heartland got $28 million. Chicago was one of the first places where this disease broke out amongst our children. Opa-locka, Florida. Los Fresnos, Texas. Alexandria, Virginia. Schnecksville, Pennsylvania. Baltimore, Maryland. Mayo Pack, New York. Manhattan, New York. Lutheran Family and Community Services. 308 West 46th Street, $1.8 million. Syosset, New York, $3.7 million. Portland, Oregon, $3.6 million. Daytona Beach, Florida, they got $2.07 million. And so forth and so on. You kind of get the drift. We want to thank Cheryl Atkinson for showing us where the illegal alien children were dumped, who was making money off them, and why children are getting sick and paralyzed and dying in America. See, in America, it's the almighty buck. Oh, they have names about compassion and care. But it's really about that vacation home in Florida, isn't it? Isn't it really about that new car? Isn't it about that trip to the Vatican? Isn't it really about that trip to Honolulu? Isn't it really about that gambling junket to Las Vegas? Isn't that what it's all about? Yes, that's what it's all about. And so greed is good, said Gecko in that movie Wall Street. But what Gecko didn't tell you is that greed is good up to a point, after which it becomes deadly. Right now, this deadly disease is killing our children. It's all related to the enterovirus that is endemic in Central America. Now let's jump back to another gift that keeps on giving, Ebola. And again, I read you the main story. In the middle of the night, 4 years ago, under pressure from the illegal aliens who run the ACLU, quietly in the middle of the night with no public notice, Obama, with the stroke of a pen, eliminated the right to quarantine individuals from travelers with the deadly Ebola virus. Why would he do that? If Ebola is a national security priority, as Obama said the other night, why no travel ban? Well, I'll let you put two and two together. I put two and two together 500 times and came up with Stop the Coming Civil War, which I'm going to be telling you is my blueprint to save the country. I want to turn now to the War on American Medicine, which is one of the chapters. I don't think I want to read the chapter to you, because a lot of it is about not medicine so much, but it's about the greed and graft involved in Obamacare with all of the facts and figures. You say, well, that's an old story. I'm not interested. Well, maybe you're interested in the war on civil rights. Obama, who poses as the champion of civil rights, has actually denied civil rights to most Americans. You wouldn't know that. There are many, many facts that you need to know. And let me start with the quote from the top of the chapter. During the Civil War, Lincoln rerouted telegraph lines through the War Office to spy on reporters and editors to make sure their stories were sympathetic to Lincoln's war. Obama's FCC has pressured newsrooms to report what this administration wants reported. Those who don't report what Obama wants reported are taken off the White House A-list and pushed to the back of the reporting bus. Would you say that's an example of the war on journalism and the war on civil rights? All those facts are in Stop the Coming Civil War. You would think that every journalist in this country would be interested in publishing a review of my book, wouldn't you? And yet only the Washington Times has done so. Isn't that strange? Isn't that strange that the so-called journalists are not interested in protecting themselves? Well, the doctors are not interested in telling you the truth either.
So if I'm one man alone, if I'm just yelling in the wilderness, then so be it. My name is Michael, which is derivation of Moses. I am trying to lead my people across the desert. If you want to stay in the desert, count me out. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CO-IN.
Over the past 55 months, our businesses have added 10.3 million new jobs. That's the longest uneinterrupted stretch of private sector job creation.
Turn him off. I can't take it. The man has never held a job in his life. He's never created a product or a service that anybody needs. All he does is print money and bring in illegal aliens so his supporters can get hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, I want to continue reading you the list for a minute. A little boy died in New Jersey, one of three of triplets. First, he was crippled, and then he died from the enterovirus that was brought in by Obama's children from Central America, in my estimation. So whose blood, his blood is on whose hands? Well, it would be the entities who brought in the illegal aliens because of their greedy slobs. And so let me read you the names of some of the greedy slobs who hate America, who are violating our Constitution, violating our borders, language, and culture. Are you ready for the numbers I'm about to read to you? Your hair will stand up. Are you ready? Grants. The biggest winner is the San Antonio, Texas Baptist Child and Family Services. They received a grant of $280 million. Baptist Child and Family Services, the single largest facilitator of unaccompanied children through the U.S. $280 million. How's that, Baptists? You feel good about your church now? Not to be outdone is the Catholic Family Services, also competing for the money. They're paupers compared to the Baptists, who, as you well know, had armed thugs in the facilities this summer. Armed thugs who kept reporters away from the infected children. Border Patrol agents tried to warn us, and they said they were getting sick. It didn't matter. When there's this much money at stake, anything and everything might happen, as is happening right now. It's going to take the women of America to stop this president. The men are useless. All they do is go to baseball games and barbecue and pay attention to idiots with balls in their hands. It's the women who bear children. It's the women who bear the pain of childbearing. It's the women who raise the babies from the time they exit their bodies, who understand what life is really all about. It's always been the women, and it will be the women right now. The women are going to have to take their children out of schools and boycott the schools until the illegal alien children are taken out and treated in another country. It's the women who are going to have to riot in this country to save their own children, because these empty suits that are telling you the lies from these official agencies are not your friend. I don't know what else to say. I don't have any other words. I've said it the way it is. There's nothing else I can say about it. I've tried my best. I've given you the names of the people who are capitalizing on bringing in diseases. And if you think that these services have made these kinds of monies on the enterovirus from Central America, can you imagine what kind of money is going to be made on Ebola? Can you imagine the salivation coming out of the mouths of the greedy pigs who are going to make money when the Ebola epidemic starts to spread in America? Can you imagine the greed that's going to go around in this country? Well, I can. It's the almighty dollar, and a nation dies like this. Tampa, Florida, Ann, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Oh, hi, Mike. I'm calling. I'm a toxicologist, but I have a background in epidemiology and some virology.
Thank God I'm talking to a colleague. So do you disagree with me?
No, sir. You were around during HIV, and you can blame Dianne Feinstein for this, because the CDC, for once they did something right, they said this is a sexually transmitted disease. And the Democrats, no, you can't say that because you'll discriminate against the gay population. And then in San Francisco, they said you had to close down the bathhouse.
Yeah, Dianne Feinstein stopped the closing of the gay bathhouses. She was the one who didn't let it happen. And even a gay activist, Randy Schiltz, who wrote and the band played on, warned that the gay bathhouses should have been closed down earlier on. This is not a gay or straight thing. It was a common sense public health issue, and yet she caved in to some of the most extremist divisions. But look, it worked for her. Take a look. She didn't suffer as a result, did it? But now we come full circle. Here's a woman in the Senate Intelligence Committee has nothing to say about Ebola and ED-68. Gee, I thought she was that bright.
Well, what I'm afraid of is that we're going to do the same, make the same mistake with Ebola. We're going to say, well, we certainly don't want to discriminate against anybody from Liberia. We certainly can't.
Well, no, that would be racist. In fact, I think that we should embrace people with Ebola. I think that every white family should embrace an African with Ebola to show that they're fair. You know what's getting me sicker than anything? I see this guy who came here with Ebola, knowing he came here, is being indicted in his own country. Here the media is treating him like he's a celebrity.
Well, you know,
a celebrity came in to meet his former lover. I'm supposed to celebrate that?
But you know, Mike, and you talk about immigrants, and did you know we never had leprosy? I mean, in the 50s and 60s, leprosy was on the way out. But you know, in Los Angeles County, there's a huge leprosy clinic, and guess who brought it in? Californians spend millions of dollars just on leprosy alone.
What, you have Hansen's disease clinics in Southern California for immigrants from which country?
From Central.
Gee, I thought that all countries were equal. How do you like that? You know, borders once protected us from the diseases of the third world. And now with Obama, who seems to be a third world president, who has less common sense than African dictators, who are banning travelers from these Ebola countries, we are liable to become a third world nation, not a second world nation. My friend, I'm sending you Stop the Coming Civil War because I pray to God that a million of us can stop what's about to happen. I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Savage Nation. The time is 34 minutes after the hour. And what would you like me to talk about? Let's go to the callers. Wayne in Georgia, welcome to the program. You're up on the air. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind? I love your show, man. You're good, but you really need to think about what you're doing to the morale of our country. We have a lot of things going on right now. You've talked about for 3 weeks Obama, Obamacare, Ferguson, immigration.
Wait, sir, I don't know what show you're listening to. I haven't mentioned Ferguson once in 2 months.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Wayne, you must be listening to another show. I don't talk about Obamacare and I don't talk about Ferguson. So I think you're a general setup caller from Obama. You do work for them, don't you, Wayne?
I was just on the radio with you.
What do you mean just on the radio? You're on the radio with me now.
I've been listening to you. Oh, forget it, man.
Okay, thank you very much. So he doesn't want to hear the bad news. Maybe he's right. Maybe I should talk about baseball. Would you like to hear about baseball? Let's talk about a goon who plays basketball and his scores. Let's talk about one of the women with large behinds who was in the news for no reason other than having a large behind in surgery. Let's talk about sports and entertainment and fashion. Let's not talk about Ebola and ED-68. Let's not talk about Obama eliminating laws in the middle of the night. Let's not talk about the failed war against ISIS. Let's just put our heads in the sand, and let's see if we feel better with our heads in the sand, because it's nice and cool down there. In fact, it's dark down there. But the way I see it is, we have a long time down there, and while we're in the light of day, we may as well live like humans, standing on our rear feet, instead of crawling around like worms with our faces in the sand. And hello, you're on the radio.
Hi, Mike, how are you?
Oh, please, come on, what's on your mind?
Oh, okay, well, I just...
Are you sure you're not a relative? You sound just like the people I left behind in New York 40 years ago. Thanks for calling. I'm sorry, she's probably a nice regular caller, but it's like a shock. I thought I was talking to a relative at a wedding that I didn't want. Someone at a wedding I was praying I wouldn't run into. Hey, Mike, how are you? Hey, am I on the radio yet? Hey, Mike, how are ya? No, sorry, can't do it. First rule of radio is you don't know me, I don't know you. Ask. Don't ask me how I am. A, you don't know me, and B, you don't care. I had a grandmother from Russia. If you asked her, how are you, she'd say, how should I be? She was skeptical. She came from another country where any question was seen as a potential threat to her survival. She knew what the ex-KGB was, and she said to me, things won't change in your time, you'll see. Hello, here I am. Let's go to the next caller, Linda on WABC. Please don't say hello, how are you, Linda? What's on your mind?
I just want to say my first priority as a mother and an American is to protect my family and to protect the welfare of this country. And I am in health care, and it's just a crisis. The one of the 100 billionth crisis that Obama has put us in is that he has lied. His administration and the CDC are absolutely lying to us about the...
Well, why are you shocked about criminals lying to you? I don't understand it. You're shocked that criminals lie? I mean, what part of it is shocking?
No, but I'm horrified that people are going along thinking...
They steal elections. They steal elections. They capitalize on disease. They bust down our borders, language, and culture. They try to provoke everyone's rage, and you're surprised they're lying?
No. I know they're lying, and I want everybody to know you better buck up, and you better be ready for what's going to happen, because you know what? He's going to fundamentally change this country, and he's going to kill a lot of us, and he's going to make money.
He's going to change the country? You mean he has already in 6 years destroyed so many entities of the country that can never be rebuilt again?
Yes, he's fundamentally changed my country.
Do you actually think the U.S. military is as strong as it was when Bush left office? You know it isn't.
But you know what I
Do you think that doctors coming out of medical schools today are going to be as good as doctors who came out of medical schools in your day?
No.
No. You go into a hospital today, looks like you're in Pakistan.
Sent to take care of Ebola in another country.
They can't even speak English. They're going to let you put a needle in your arm?
Those 3,000 troops and put them at the border to secure our southern border.
Yeah, you're right about that. Now, if I give you a free copy of Stop the Coming Civil War, what are you going to do with it?
I will read it, and I will give it to my mother, who will give it to 1,000 of her friends.
You got two copies. Stay on the line. Doug, get two copies out to Linda. Guys, let me talk about my book for a minute or two. Tomorrow is D-Day. It's in the stores now. It's going to be up front in all of the Barnes & Noble and all of the other great stores that have agreed to carry it. And they printed another 10,000 over the weekend, owing to the fact that it hit number one on the BNN list last week for a week straight. And I've done my part. Truthfully, I'm like Moses in the desert here. I can only go so far. If you are the Israelites and you want to cross the desert with me, I need you to carry my Bible. My Bible has stopped the coming civil war. I can't do anymore. I'm not going to scream about it every day. I'm not going to jump up and down like Clarabelle the Clown and honk a horn and sing a song and have Teddy bark. I'm not going to pull your heartstrings. I'm telling you, I can only do so much. I feel at this point it's up to you. It's either word of mouth or the book doesn't go where it's supposed to go and we lose our last opportunity to save America. That's it. It's my last shot at trying to save the country. I've written 38, I don't know how many books, 30. I don't know how many books I've published, how many I haven't have that are not published. But I've been a writer all of my life, scientist, broadcaster for 20 years. This book is the sine qua non of all of my books. It's why I spent a year and a half. I will never do this again. No amount of money is worth what I went through researching and putting this together. And I want you to have a copy so you can arm yourself for the election and maybe, just maybe, change the vote of one person. Think about the power of changing the vote of one person who doesn't really know the crimes and misdemeanors that have been committed against them in this country under the guise of fairness. Well, it's all documented in Stop the Coming Civil War, so check it out. 855-400-7282. WMAL Kitty has a great question. Go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation from Washington, D.C. Kitty, go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Savage. I know that you have talked about the gentleman in Dallas who they're treating for Ebola. I don't know how much that is costing our taxpayers.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Don't you realize any amount of money is worth saving an African with Ebola? You shouldn't even ask such a question. Are you a racist?
But I am worried about his relatives who may come down with it and how much that's going to cost the taxpayers.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're all here illegally, probably, and so therefore we are entitled, they're entitled to a gold-plated medical treatment. And how did he get here, by the way? Who paid for his airfare? Which church group flew him in for free? and said, you know what, say you're not sick and you'll get free care. Which church group is doing this to us? Why am I the only one in the country asking who paid for his airplane travel? But here's the main point today, and this is something to tell all your friends, Kitty. African nations surrounding the Ebola-infected nations do not permit them to travel in there. You know that, right?
Yes.
That means that third-world African dictators have more common sense than Barack Obama. How does that figure? I thought Obama's a genius. I thought Obama went to Colombia. How come African dictators have more common sense than he does?
Well, we know he has no common sense.
Well, he's smart enough to have become president. How did that happen? Well, we can figure it out. Just follow the money. It's that simple. You get a free copy of Stop the Coming Civil War. Maybe a million of us can do so. It's as simple as that. San Jose, California. Nick, thanks for calling. You're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
I just wanted to bring up a quick point, sir. Obama's always talking about everyone doing their fair share, doing their part, and with all these disease illegal immigrants coming, I think it would be fair to give them a great quality education in the same school as his daughters. And I already know the answer as to why that won't happen, but I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Well, listen, Mrs. Obama's diet is not given out in the school where her lovely daughters go. You know that, don't you?
Oh, I know. I heard that.
They don't have to eat the same diet that she tells everyone to eat. It's a big scandal. School board slams Michelle Obama lunch rules. They say her children go to private school, where they're allowed to eat virtually anything they want. So you know that the rules don't apply to those at the top. What else is new under the sun? Think about that one. Nothing. Nothing. It's that simple. The phone number here is 855-407-282. Let's look at some of the headlines. Oh, there's so many headlines. They're all bad, though. I don't want to give them to you. Is there any good news out there? Let's see. Here's a guy with a helmet on. Maybe that would interest you. Here's a woman with her clothes off. Maybe that would interest you. Here's a dog with his fur coat on. Maybe that would interest you. Anything but the news, I get that. News, views, and reviews. Let me give you some views. So last night I watched some television. Sunday nights are vegetable night. I lay on my back like a vegetable and watch television. And I watched Homeland, which was an hour 45 minutes on. I don't know what channels. It's not Showtime. I don't know what it is. I got to tell you, the first part one was the best production in the history of television. They opened with a drone strike in Pakistan. It's so realistic, it's hard to believe. I mean, I'm lucky I have a good TV and HD and a large screen. I was just astounded by the production values, the acting, the directing, the production level, the production levels. It actually was better than Ray Donovan and two of my other favorite shows, Ray Donovan and Boardwalk Empire, which are really excellent. Homeland was better than both of them put together in terms of production values and overall impact on the viewer. Unbelievable. I thought Carrie was astounding. I forget the actress who plays that, but does anyone watch this? You see, this is the problem when I talk about cable shows. My audience doesn't basically get cable. They just don't subscribe to it. A lot of radio listeners don't. They don't have the money, and there's no shame in that, but I'm like talking to myself. The most frightening scene in Homeland last night was when the woman who plays the CIA station chief, Carrie, who has a mental and emotional problems, she has a child, an infant she left home in America with her doctor sister, to take the job in Afghanistan as CIA station chief, okay? So she comes back because she's busted because the drone strike hit a wedding and killed a lot of civilians. So the CIA director, who's a real slimebag politician, brings her back and blames her for it, and she's busted and she has to stay in America. So it shows her going to visit her own infant. Her husband's dead. He was the double agent who she had a baby with. And she's frightened to deal with the baby because she had mental and emotional problems. She once had a breakdown and was hospitalized. And her sister leaves the infant with her one day. The way this scene was played of her bathing her baby daughter, I actually got chills up my spine watching it. I kept saying, don't, don't, don't. She was bathing the girl, and all of a sudden you see her mind start to slip. And she pushes the baby's head under the water while she's in the bathtub, and you start screaming, no, don't let her do this. Don't let her kill her own child. And then she pops her back up out of the water, and she realizes what she almost did. I, frankly, have never seen anything dramatized like that as well done. As we well know, there are a lot of sick mothers who have killed their own children in our time. But I don't think it's ever been dramatized like this. So there are some of your views off the political level from your master talkmeister, Michael Savage. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Yeah, I haven't been working like a dog. I've been up since 6 in the morning doing radio interviews on the few people who have the guts to interview Michael Savage. You're not going to see me on Fox News. They've now joined CNN as an unreliable source. Josh on WFNC in North Carolina, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Dr. Savage. I wanted to say I got your book. You sent it to me last week, and I just finished it last night. And I want to let you know, when I read your book, by the time I was finished, I had tears in my eyes because I didn't realize the things that were happening to our country right in front of our eyes. Dr. Savage, I served in the Army for 5 years. I spent a year in Afghanistan and 6 months in Iraq. And it really honestly made me sick to see what this man has done to the country that I fought for.
Josh, this man has 2 years left. When I reported tonight that 4 years ago in the middle of the night, without public notice, Obama, with the stroke of a pen, eliminated the ability to quarantine travelers with deadly illnesses. I did that today on the show. It's going to get much worse, Josh. And I want to read the end of my book of Stop the Coming Civil War. And it's as simple as that. It's a few paragraphs. And I would say that I fear the worst. I also have the greatest faith in the patriotic resolve of America. I would say, according to a poll conducted recently, more than 20% of Americans identify themselves as members of the Tea Party. Another 42% of voters, many of whom may be Tea Partiers, identify as independent. Most would consider them outnumbered in their quest to bring our country back to its former glory. It's not a fair fight, the pundits say. Not me. If this large block of voters actually voted against the treason, incompetence, and indifference, they could save the nation. I hear the roar of those patriotic voices every day on my national radio show. I feel the conviction in their belief. I sense the soundness of their ideals, and I hear the strong beats of their patriotic hearts. That's it. Those are the last words of my last nonfiction book on the subject of politics. You know, I got to tell you this right now. The publisher wants my next book. I don't think I'm going to write it. I will not do another book like this. It took too much out of me. I don't have it left in me. I can't do it. It's all up to you right now. I've given it my all. And the rest is up to you. You've got to carry the ball, not me. Tomorrow's D-Day. Go in and check it out. See if it delivers on the promise. One last note on the Savage Nation. Saturday night, or was it Friday night? It was Friday night. Was the beginning of the most holy day in the Jewish calendar, a day when people fast, called Yom Kippur. I was invited to give a small talk before the Torah was put back into the Ark, the words of God. And I really said to myself, what have I got to say? I'm not a religious man. I got up there anyway because I like the people. And here's what I said to them. I wish I had recorded it because it's only a paraphrase of myself. What I said to the attendees, a couple of hundred women on the right side, it was a very orthodox group, and the women on the right, the men on the left, or however you were looking at it, women separated from men. I basically talked about religion is supposed to make us stronger, not weaker. I opened with a joke, and I said, guilt works. The Jews have been here as a people for 6,000 years. I guess guilt works. I don't think anyone got the joke. But I meant it. Guilt works. A few people understood what I was saying. We're told not to be guilty. I'm saying, no, guilt works. It works very well. But I said, religion is supposed to make us stronger, not weaker. And I said, there was a rabbi many years ago who said every Jew at 22. Well, he's dead now. I would upgrade that to every Jew at 44. I said, your government will not protect you. It's each man for himself. And here's what I concluded with. When this country was run by conservative Christian presidents, it was a better nation. It was a better nation and a safer nation. But now that we have, what do we have? Is it a Christian president? Are you sure? This is the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It's the kickoff week for me, Michael Savage, with my new book. And here I am, been up since 6 in the morning, trying to spread the word, and I hope you'll help me do so. The big topic is Ebola and why the dictators in Africa, third world dictators, have more common sense than our dictator. I mean, our president, excuse me. They ban, you see, travelers into their countries from the Ebola-stricken nations. Common sense in Africa. They may be Banana Republic dictators or Diamond Republic dictators or whatever. They may just be poor third world dictators, but at least they have common sense. They say, hey, our neighboring countries and got a lot of people infected with Ebola and it's a killer disease. We're not letting them in. Okay. So how do you explain that they have more common sense than Obama? That's why I affectionately named him President Ebola, because God forbid this epidemic gets worse, and it will, when our troops come marching home again. That will be his legacy, the man who brought not only Ebola to America, but the man who let ED-68 infect our school children, killing several, if not many. Welcome to the third hour of the Savage Nation. Sorry I have such bad tidings, but all I do is deliver the news. I don't create the news. If you'd rather I talk about other things, I can't do so right now. Cannot. There's too much out there that needs to be discussed because the meltdown is occurring any faster than when Chernobyl went down. Let's go to the first call of this hour. KCMO in Kansas City. Kim, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Savage, I just want to point this out to everybody that's listening. As I said,
is occurring at a rate faster than when Chernobyl went down. Let's go to the first call of this hour, KCMO in Kansas City. Kim, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, I just want to point this out to everybody that's listening. As I sit here, my husband's currently training us to deploy to Africa in efforts to help with the mission. What people are not understanding is Obama promised 3,000 soldiers to go, but the news is not picking up that those 3,000 soldiers just got increased to 4,200 soldiers.
They should all go on strike. What would happen if 4,000 soldiers said we're not going into the Ebola zone? What would happen?
You know, we've thought about that. We've talked about it. And to be honest with you, nothing. Because I hate to say it, there are more sympathizers with the president than they are to say...
Oh, you mean they're willing to die for the president? Is that it in the military? Why is he sending so many troops into a hot Ebola zone? It makes no sense epidemiologically. It's insane, as a matter of fact.
Well, here's the situation that the mass media is not picking up is they're on such a precipice of going into another civil conflict that the people on the ground are saying that Ebola is not real, that their government is making this epidemic up, even though people around them are dying off.
Well, it just shows you what kind of mentality they're dealing with. But I don't care about them. I care about our troops going to Africa and some of them coming home. I don't understand how any general would send their boys to a situation such as this. At the same time that this is going on, ISIS is raging out of control with almost nothing stopping them. How do you explain that? The answer is they don't want to stop ISIS. They don't want to stop Ebola. Never let a crisis go to waste. I'm sending you a copy of Stop the Coming Civil War because at the bottom of my heart and from the bottom of my heart, I pray that we can. It's that simple. WABC, New York City. Susan, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
I believe that Obama is taking many pages out of the Hamas playbook to advance his diabolical, vicious agenda. He's willing to use the American people as human shields. I, in my worst middle-of-the-night fears, I think that he is willing to accept a partial decimation of the population.
Slow down. For what? What reason?
Well, if he reduces the population, he weakens. If he weakens, then he can even further his agenda. Then he will eliminate any population.
Okay, I don't think that they're that diabolical. I think it's pure greed and stupidity. I actually think that it's pure greed and stupidity. Look, I read to you the amount of money that these church groups are getting for housing and transporting these so-called migrant children. Did you hear that Baptist Family Services got $280 million? $280 million to capitalize on bringing in these children, many of whom were infected with the very virus that is infecting our children. So don't think he's alone in this. I mean, the greed is quite well spread around here, Susan.
And in addition to this, the family of patient number one in Dallas has the gall to say that he's not getting appropriate care. They're complaining that he's not getting the experimental drugs. And the people in Dallas actually answered. They tried to give them a rational answer. Well, his health is so poor that we don't think that he can handle it, as opposed to saying, okay, get in a plane. We're dumping you back in your country.
Okay, get the heck out of our country. What are you sitting here living on welfare for? Who invited you here?
What
kind of nation is this that we apologize to deadbeats like this? Now it's infected deadbeats. Okay, well, here's a few facts for you. The left tells us that America is greedy and a capitalist nation, yet half the population is subsidized. Half the population is subsidized, yet they consider themselves victims. They think that they're victims, and yet their representatives like Obama run the government. Figure that one out. This is the Savage Nation. Here's another one to think about. Why is Obama cutting benefits for our veterans with no pay raises for our military, cutting our army to the lowest level in decades, but he's not stopping the payments or benefits to illegal aliens? Can anyone put two and two together? I can. It's pretty clear. By the way, here's another one I got in the email. We constantly hear about how Social Security is going to run out of money, but we never hear about welfare or food stamps running out of money. What's interesting is that the first group worked for their money, but the second didn't. Think about it. And one other thing. We're advised to not judge all Muslims by the actions of a few lunatics, but we are encouraged to judge all gun owners by the actions of a few lunatics. Think about that one. It's the Savage Nation. Phone number is 855-400-7282. WMAL in Washington. Yes, we shot a blank. Shot a blank. Donna on WABC in New York, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hi. I just spoke with my sister who has a daughter in North Carolina who teaches fourth grade, and she just got five illegal immigrants in her class that cannot speak a bit of English, and she cannot speak Spanish.
Well, you see, this shows you how racist the teacher is. If the teacher wasn't the racist, she would have learned Spanish on her own in order to meet the needs of the migrant children that Obama brought in.
Well, what is that going to do with the education?
What does education matter to Obama? The dumber they are, the better they are. The stupider they are, the more democratic they are. How are you going to make an omelet if you don't break a few eggs? Why do you want any educated children left in America at all? What you want is a bunch of dummies that you can manipulate. That way you can build bridges to nowhere. You can do business with the enemy. You can bring Islamists in. You can bring infected Ebola patients in. And nobody will even know what you're doing because they don't read or write English. By the way, most of these illegal immigrants are illiterate in their own language. They do not read or write Spanish. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, let me say that again in case you missed it. They're not literate in Spanish. They've never used a toothbrush or toilet paper. Why is he putting them in our schools? Why are they bringing him in at all? I told that they come here to work. Bill Gates says they all come here to work. Zuckerface says they all come here to work. How can a two-year-old illiterate illegal alien work? Can anyone explain that to me? No, you can't explain anything to me. You cannot do it. WABC, Joe, you've been holding. You're up on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Thanks, Doctor. I want to ask you a question. Do you see
any sexual identity or none such identity? The virus doesn't know what you are. All it sees is a living, breathing, warm host to infect. So, no, I'd have to disagree with you about the racial redistribution or a retribution issue, frankly, on that one. It's a nice theory, but it doesn't hold water, unfortunately. 855-400-7282. It is interesting that Liberia was founded. Many of you don't know this. Liberia was founded with freed American slaves. Did you know that? And I think it was only 10,000 freed slaves went to Africa and carved out their own nation called Liberia.
liberal. Liberia, liberation. Liberal, Liberia. Interesting, isn't it? Shows you how things work, or does it? Kentucky, Jim, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please, fire away.
Yes, I believe this was all designed, and I believe that Obama wants this so he can have total power over every single human being in the United States. Cause
well,
he,
if that were true, then how would he protect himself and his family? Don't you understand that can't be true? I don't think he's that smart. I think that his agenda trumps every other consideration. His liberal open borders policies are what is driving this insanity of letting people with Ebola enter the country and letting infected children from Central America infect and kill some of our children. Listen to me. You have one chance to help save America. You buy Stop the Coming Civil War tomorrow in a bookstore. You take it home, you take it to work, you carry it on a bus, and you let people talk to you. If you could change the mind of one independent voter, we just might pull the rabbit out of the hat come November. It's all about the election. I truly believe the election is the key. Now you say, well, wait a minute. The Republicans are no better. I understand that sentiment. Here's my theory on that. The Democrat socialist Islamist machine is a closed shop. You cannot reach them. They will not listen to you. The Republicans are cowards. They're weaker. And when they get control of the Senate, they're going to be more afraid of you than the Democrats. You can make them do your bidding. You will make them do your bidding. You will go up to them at town hall meetings and you'll shake them if you have to verbally. And you'll make those Republicans do what they were elected to do. It's that simple. We have one last chance. It's a blueprint to do so. That's why I wrote Stop the Coming Civil War. It's that simple. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. You want to lighten up a bit? Go ahead, lighten up a bit, because I can't. How's that? Yeah, lighten up. Oh, lighten up, Mike. Tell us a story. Give us a meatball recipe. Tell us a jazz poem. Lighten up, Mike. There's no Ebola. There's no viral illness putting children into hospitals. There's no troops being sent into the Ebola zone. ISIS is on the run, Mike. Lighten up, Mike. I have a question for those of you Pollyannas out there who say that everything's under control. I believe Friedkin. I don't believe you. I believe the government is in charge and control and they'll protect us. If you had an emergency, and you had a choice to go to the emergency room of a hospital in which there was currently a patient with Ebola in isolation, or another hospital where there was no such patient, which hospital would you choose? Now, if you say to me, I would choose the hospital with the patient, then you have no common sense, because common sense would dictate you should choose the hospital that has no such patient. But if you're doing it just to make a point, it shows you have no common sense. You can't be reasoned with. I suggest you listen to NPR, which is government programming. Or, if you need a good laugh at night, you can listen to one of the government jesters. You could listen to Bill Maher, government jester. Colbert, government jester. Or the other one whose name I can never remember, the government jester. They're all government jesters. They have laugh lines, laugh tracks, laugh audiences. And they're made to mock common sense. But if you'd like to think, and if you'd like to use common sense and be a free thinker, listen to the Savage Nation. Here, I'll read something to you. A listener sent it to me. The CDC says transmission of Ebola can occur, quote, through contact with objects such as needles that have been contaminated with infected secretions, close quote. But the World Health Organization says Ebola can be transmitted by, quote, surfaces and materials, bedding, clothing contaminated with infected bodily fluids. So the CDC says one thing and the WHO says something else. The CDC says only needles are the mode of transmission, while WHO says it could be any object. There's also evidence, by the way, that Ebola can be spread through the air. You say, oh, come on, that's not me. Well, excuse me. Let's use common sense again. A person with Ebola coughs. The droplets go into the air. The droplets hit a table. You touch the table. That's airborne transmission. What do I need them to explain to me what that means? You mean you've lost common sense? You mean your ancestors were smarter than you? How do you think your ancestors avoided illnesses through the centuries?
Common Sense, Stop the Coming Civil War. The book comes out Tuesday, and then I need you to go in there like an army and clean out the shelves. But listen to this, page 43. Marxist culture is built on the inherent distrust of strong males. The cultural Marxists base their hatred of men and their suppression of maleness on the fact that they see patriarchal societies and culture as the enemies of the state. Male-dominated capitalism equals oppression to Marxists, or so they say. They beat this drum to rally those who feel oppressed. A virile, successful man is cast as the enemy. The left's agenda can succeed only if the male population is neutralized and disempowered, reference 21. Tell me if you disagree with what I'm writing here. So it proves that the left is bankrupt. We knew it from the beginning. I warned you from the beginning. Many of you didn't believe me. You said you're crazy. Yeah, Al-Qaeda's on the run. It's the JV team. Don't worry, we have Ebola contained. Don't worry, the Secret Service is doing a fabulous job in protecting the president. Bullets are flying. People are riding in elevators with guns. Marxist culture is built on the inherent distrust of strong males, I write on page 43. The cultural Marxists base their hatred of men and their suppression of maleness on the fact that they see patriarchal societies and culture as the enemies of the state. Male-dominated capitalism equals oppression to Marxists, or so they say. They beat this drum to rally those who feel oppressed. A virile, successful man is cast as the enemy. The left's agenda can succeed only if the male population is neutralized and disempowered. Page 43 of, guess what? Stop the Coming Civil War. You know that you've been targeted by this administration. Is there a white American heterosexual Christian male who doesn't feel targeted by this administration? Raise your hand. I'm sorry to ask such a blunt question. Is there a white heterosexual Christian male who does not feel that you don't have a target painted on your back by Obama and Holder and the four horsewomen of the apocalypse at every turn in your life? Well, I do. I know everyone that I know does.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Let's see, there's a map out. States with lab-confirmed enterovirus D68. Looks like about 46 states are infected with the flu from Central America, the Honduran flu. Yet not one public health official will tell you where it came from. My heart broke this morning as I saw a little boy who died from it. He was crippled by it. Four-year-old New Jersey boy, one of three triplets. I started to weep inside. Because when I see a child in crutches, it reminds me of my dead brother and I get sick. Then I get angry. Then I really get enraged. Then I want to kill somebody. And because I don't kill people, I just talk. What I'd like to tell you is you have the biggest group of lying criminal thieves ever to have inhabited the federal government. Those rotten bums at the CDC and the NIH should be arrested and tried for crimes against humanity. They know damn well where this virus came from. They know damn well they should block all travelers from the Ebola zone. They know exactly where this situation came from, and they won't tell you. What's even worse is that morons in the media don't even ask the question. You know, I was interviewed this morning by a couple of great hosts on WLS in Chicago. And they'll run it tomorrow for my new book, Stop the Coming Civil War, John Cass and Lauren Cohn. And John is a journalist as well for the Chicago Tribune. And he said to me, I'm one of the last two conservatives left at the Chicago Tribune. And he said, I love your show. And we listen to it every day when I get off work, off the radio, I listen to you. And he said, you know, whenever we have guests on from the medical profession, I ask them, where did this virus come from, the enterovirus that's raging across our school children? He said they go stone cold. He said it looks like blood is dripping out of their fangs. They become stone-faced. They won't answer the question. They know where it's coming from. They know it's endemic to Central America. They know that Obama brought it in. And they know that if they say the truth, their jobs are at risk. Now, what good is a public health establishment that lies and covers up an illness like this? You talk about media bias? Have you ever heard of medical bias? This is no longer a matter of politics. This is a matter of survival. The ED68 virus, which is raging through our school children, was brought in from Central America by Obama's children by the trainload this summer. It's a crime against humanity. The man should be impeached for that alone. And yet there's not one public health official in America who will tell you the truth. I know the truth. How can I prove I'm right?
It's really basic science. You don't need any more than a fifth grade education to understand it, which immediately eliminates 50% of the American people. I get that. But it's really quite simple. Take a look at the viral strain, the ED68 viral strain in America that is raging across our schools. They say mystery virus. You will see that it's identical to that virus, endemic in Honduras, Nicaragua, El Salvador. In other words, exactly where Obama's children came from. He brought them in. He is the man responsible for the dissemination of the virus. But let me ask you some questions. We're told that America is greedy and capitalistic. Isn't that what the left says in the universities? Oh, this is a greedy capitalist country. Meanwhile, they're living there on subsidies, and half the population is subsidized along with the school children. Half of this population is subsidized, yet they think that they're victims. They think that they're victims, and yet these subsidized cases have representatives who run the government. We have no representatives who run our government, do we? Think about that. Do you have representatives that run the government? No, the victims have representatives that run the government, and yet they're living off our welfare. Are you listening to me? Here's another little question that came to me by email to the Savage Nation. Why are we cutting benefits for our veterans, no pay raises for our military, and cutting our army to the lowest level in 50 years, but we're not stopping the payments or benefits to illegal aliens? Think about that one. Am I the only one who's asking these questions? I have all the answers in Stop the Coming Civil War. And by the way, if you think you've heard it all, you better keep listening. And let me repeat what I said at the top. Are you ready? Pay attention, angels. Pay attention, angels in the Savage Nation. Attention, Savage shoppers. Pay close attention. Banana republics in Africa, surrounding the Ebola countries, prohibit Ebola nation citizens from entering their country, which means that third world African dictators have more common sense than our dictator. This is Michael Savage. I stand by those words. That opens the phones up at 855-400-7282. Why does Obama permit those with Ebola to enter the United States is the leading question today. How about some truth? You ready for this? Page 71. In January of 2014, the U.S. Senate Select Committee on Intelligence released its bipartisan report on the Benghazi terrorist attacks. By the way, this is from my book. Now, although there's books out on Benghazi, no one has the facts I'm about to read to you, which is from my book. The Senate Select Committee on Intelligence released its report in January of 2014. It contained information so shocking, I can't believe it hasn't been the focus of an investigation, I wrote. The report said that, quote, as many as 15 people supporting the investigation or otherwise helpful to the United States have been killed in Benghazi since the September 11th, 2011 attacks, reference number 30. 15 people who helped us in Benghazi have been killed since then. Are we supposed to believe that those deaths are not somehow connected to the fact that these people helped us on that night? Are we supposed to believe that their deaths are just a coincidence? Think Frank Nitti. Think Al Capone. Think divide and conquer. Think about this country being run like a banana republic right now, turning one group of people against another, and we're all going to suffer. How do you feel about that? Do you agree with the idiots at the CDC and the NIH who say that we shouldn't block them from traveling here? Have you listened to the double talk? I want you to listen to clip two and see this. I don't have the right words for the CDC director. I know who he is in terms of when he was appointed, and I know which group lobbied for him. All you got to do is watch his mouth, and you can follow the bouncing ball. Play clip two.
Ebola is scary, and we understand that people are very concerned.
Listen to this. Here is the head of the Centers for Disease Control using a phrase you would use for a two-year-old child.
Ooh, Ebola is scary. We're very concerned, but we're not going to do anything about it. We'll just placate you with pabulum.
But it gets worse. Here is clip number 9, the great genius Anthony Fauci. I think he used to be at the NIH. I don't know what he's famous for. I think he's famous for being famous. Here's Fauci saying, oh, no, you don't suspend flights to and from Ebola-stricken countries. Listen to this in clip 9.
No, in my opinion, absolutely not, because when you start closing off countries like that, there is a real danger of making things worse.
What?
You isolate them, you can cause unrest in the country.
Yes, Mark, you isolate
them. It's conceivable that governments could fall if you just
isolate
them
completely. Yes, your government could fall.
They need help.
Your government could fall from what you're doing, in my estimation. You're telling me if this epidemic starts raging in this country, this government won't fall? Well, let me tell you something. If God forbid that happened and the government didn't fall, the people deserve what they got. That's all I can say to you. Let's go back to the Bible. Let's go back to the days of Moses when the Israelites were in the desert. They had very strict health rules because they had no hospitals, no isolation tents, no antibiotics. They didn't even know the disease. They didn't even know the germ theory of disease. Today, Friedkin doesn't even know the germ theory of disease. I would say the head of most public health departments have forgotten Louis Pasteur's work. They don't even know the germ theory of disease. They put politics out of everything. But in the desert, the ancient Israelites were a small band. The leader had to figure out how to keep them healthy. So they had rules in the encampments for maintaining health. Very strict rules, by the way. As Lenny Bruce said, you don't blank and eat in the same place. But we'll put that aside. That would be the first rule that a sane tribe would follow. Lenny Bruce said, you don't blank and eat in the same place, and he was right. But if you look into Leviticus, there were rules. Today we laugh at these rules. We're smarter than Leviticus. But if you look at Leviticus, there are many rules, and it's all about health. And most of it is about what to eat, what not to eat, and I've done that mockingly in some regard, but not really so mockingly last week. Rules about who you can sleep with and who you can't sleep with. Was not to punish anyone for moral reasons. It was considered to be a problem from the point of view of potential health problems, by the way, and also to make sure the tribe proliferated in numbers. And then you go into other areas of Leviticus. It says you shouldn't sleep with a beast. I wonder why. I wonder why they would tell you not to sleep with a beast. What, were they just restricted in their vision of a man's pleasure? They said don't sleep with a beast. Why? Why do you think the ancients said you don't go with a donkey? I mean, what was that about? But let's get more down to the earth here. There are whole pages in Leviticus about epidemics, which is why the Jews have made good doctors ever since ancient times. It was inherent in the people and in their holy book. And it was about looking at certain illnesses and seeing what the what was coming out of the body in terms of... If it was white and it was this and it was that, then it meant it was leprosy. It was all about the plague of leprosy. That's what they were afraid of more than anything else. The ancient Jews were afraid of leprosy. And they had rules about it. And when a man or woman hath the plague upon the head or upon the beard, then the priest shall look on the plague. And behold, if the appearance thereof be deeper than the skin, and there be in it yellow, thin hair, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a scall. It is leprosy. Of the head or of the beard. And if the priest look on the plague of the skull, and behold the appearance thereof be not deeper than the skin, and there be no black hair in it, then the priest shall shut up him that hath the plague of the skull 7 days. And in the seventh day the priest shall look on the plague, and behold, if the skull be not spread, and there be in it no yellow hair, and the appearance of the skull be not deeper than the skin, then he shall be shaven. But the skull shall he not shave, and the priest shall shut up him that hath the skull 7 days more. And in the seventh day the priest shall look on the skull, and behold, if the skull be not spread in the skin, and the appearance thereof be not deeper than the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him clean, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the skull spread abroad in the skin after his cleansing, then the priest shall look on him, and behold, if the skull be spread in the skin, the priest shall not seek for the yellow hair, he is unclean. And they go on. It's much more detailed than that. In other words, the ancient Israelites, the ancient Jews, were very deeply into differential diagnosis. In biblical times, they weren't just quick to judge a person and say, oh boy, look at that, he has a little this, throw him out of the village. Throw him out of the tribe, rather. They were very careful in their differential diagnosis. They went on and on. And those who had leprosy, they were called lepers. And what they did was they burnt his clothes and they shaved his head, and he was sent out of the village to say, unclean, unclean. And all the days wherein the plague is in him, he shall be unclean. He is unclean. He shall dwell alone. Without the camp shall his dwelling be. That's the beginning of epidemiology. Right there. Common sense. You want to protect the healthy. You don't say, oh, what about the feelings of the leper? Oh, how will the leper feel if you toss him out of the village? It's okay if 30% of us get wiped out, because we don't want the leper to have bad feelings. So now we have a world that's upside down. Everything is topsy-turvy. Now you put the person who has a plague and his feelings and his concerns ahead of those who have no plague. That's why I call him President Ebola. It's a world turned upside down, but that's only one example. If it was only this, we could live with it. But it isn't this. It's everything from the Secret Service to the military to the post office. Nothing works. The government has turned everything on its head. Everything is not working. There's nothing that works in this country anymore. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
You're listening to Michael Savage and the Savage Nation. Coming up next is Mark Levin, 3 to 6, on Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
That the CDC once had the ability to keep out infectious disease carriers from America, and Obama, in the middle of the night 4 years ago, overrode this law with an executive action. That's right. Ho-hum, big deal, heard it before. No, you haven't. You heard it for the first time on the Savage Nation. I fear a tragedy of a catastrophic nature as a result of this administration's insanity. Who the hell would not put a person with Ebola in quarantine? Let me put it to you this way. African nations surrounding those which have the epidemic raging out of control prohibit any travel between those nations where the epidemic is raging from entering their country. What does that mean? It means third world dictatorships in Africa have presidents and leaders that are smarter than Obama. I write about this on every front in Stop the Coming Civil War. What the heck do you want me to do? I'm trying to wake you up. The rest is up to you. The war on the military, the war on the middle class, the war on American medicine, the war on civil rights, the war on science, the war on our schools. What do you want me to tell you? We have treason everywhere in the air in America. I cannot comprehend the madness that is coming out of the White House. Treason is emanating from the White House, and yet 50% of America goes about their business ho-humming. Why? They're on welfare. They're on welfare. Think about this. America, according to the liberals, is capitalist and greedy, yet half of this population is subsidized by the government. Half the population is subsidized, yet they call themselves victims. Oh, yeah, they call themselves victims, these welfare leeches, yet their representatives run the government. Think about that. Think about why they're flooding America with people with diseases from Central America, which are now killing our children. It's a crime against humanity what Obama has done. Did you hear what I just said? It's a crime against humanity to bring in children infected with the ED68 virus and then say they don't know where the virus came from. The virus that is hitting all of our children because of these Obama's children from Central America this summer is endemic in Central America. Crime against humanity. With regard to Ebola, how are these poor people from Liberia able to afford airline tickets to America to get the best treatment in the world? Could it be the churches providing them with a ticket? Could it be the equivalent of the not underground railroad, but the overground air traveler? The overground air traveler provided by a church near you. Bring them all in. Bring it down, man. A fifth person with Ebola has arrived in Nebraska. Why is Obama letting them in? Let me tell you again, in case you didn't hear it. Here's Michael Savage. Obama scrapped the CDC rule giving feds the power to block ill travelers. He did it in the middle of the night 4 years ago. Why? Because the ACLU insisted that the word quarantine be stricken from the record. And now we have infected people with Ebola coming into America. Expect an explosion soon. Listen to me. This is just an example of what he's doing. Stop the Coming Civil War gives you hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of examples in over 300 pages with references. You say, well, what good is it? Just think about this. If you have this book at work and someone says, who are you? Why do you carry that book around? What are you trying to do here? Start a war? No, you're trying to stop a war. If you can get just one person to not vote for a Democrat, you just might save America by getting rid of Harry Reid and all of his cronies this November. This is Michael Savage. We have a small window to save America. Please join me in doing so. Good night and God bless America.
Savage.